You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, you just heard mention of virtual reality gear being a big trend this holiday season. Let's talk about what else it can do. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is here. He just launched season two of his podcast, Codebreaker. The podcast looks at the intersection of technology, culture, and life and asks whether technology can save us. As it happens, the topic this week is virtual reality. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you, Molly?
I am great. I am excited to do some VR shopping because apparently this is the season, right? It's real. It's really here. Is it a thing?
I think it's a thing. I mean, I'm interested in your thoughts, too. They've been saying for a while that this is going to be the one. This is going to be the virtual reality holiday season. But I think actually it's finally 50, potentially
I think like 50
here.
Years.
Yeah, 50 years. And I think it's finally here, right? So we have all of this hardware that's now available. You've got your Daydream View from Google, Samsung VR, and you also have all this new content. You've got PlayStation video games, which many people think will be the killer app for this. And then also this week you have the NFL launching these football experiences in virtual reality. So I think we're maybe there, close.
I think if I had to guess, I would say PlayStation and that Daydream View, which is surprisingly nice. Like, that's the one that I would buy and wear. But speaking of wearing, most people have not tried a virtual reality headset. And that, I mean, 3D glasses were a deal breaker. What happens when people try these things on?
This is something I experienced firsthand when I went to this event here in New York while working on this episode for Codebreaker. It was this performance called the Hubble Cantata. It's a visual and orchestral performance that about 5,000 people actually went to in Brooklyn's Prospect Park.
Wow.
The performance is about space, and everyone who went got a Google Cardboard virtual reality headset. This is like the cheapest version, right? The simple headset made of folded up cardboard. But when everybody actually put these headsets on at the same time and saw this enveloping space footage while listening to a live orchestra and choir, it was, I admit, kind of awesome.
But on Codebreaker, you're asking this question, you know, there's going to be amazing shared experiences. There's going to be great video game experiences. But you're asking this question of whether different technologies can save us. And I know that virtual reality has been used for much more than just entertainment. Can you talk a little bit about how you're going to go a little deeper?
Yeah, absolutely. On this episode, we look at a bunch of different stories that go way beyond entertainment, Molly. Virtual reality being used by lawyers in the courtroom in a landmark case. We also heard this story about this woman who had cancer and wasn't able to leave her house. And her granddaughter used virtual reality to help her be more mobile in some of her final days before she passed away.
This has become like a therapy. It makes you realize that we are all part of this world. I love it.
Aww.
So this is an older person who's using this to move around in a world that's a lot harder for her to move around in. She passed away in 2013, but it was a really powerful story, and it felt like this new technology has the opportunity to do a lot more than just save people from boredom when they want entertainment.
That's Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and the new podcast Codebreaker. The show's episode all about virtual reality just landed on iTunes and on the website codebreaker.codes. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Molly.